Hello?
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Stu. How are you doing?
Fair, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain. How about yourself?
Well, I've been fiddling with the GCC C compiler and also and also the Celeron N4060, which is about the very early one. And I'm finding out it may have a hardware bug in the in the 64-bit integers.
Yeah.
I then try it on the new ones, the N4020 that's in all these machines. And the hardware seems to work well. But then what happens when I take, well, there, on 2's complement, there's, it starts at zero and it goes all the way to the top number and it ends in 07. If you then take the maximum of the least negative number, it goes to 08 because of the fact it does not including the zero.
How long
in,
is it taking to compile?
It does it very rapidly, okay? It's no complaints there. But what happens is, here I get the maximum, the maximum positive number, and I change the sign on it. And so it ends with the 07. Now I'm going to take and subtract 1 from it, and that should go to 08, right? Negative? It goes to a plus 106.
Why?
And I'm... Bugs! No, I'm taking pictures of all this stuff, okay? The things like this, but it is funny. And I go out to these C programmers, and they start getting fancy, and somebody said, there's a book that says, guess what this C code does? It's so convoluted. And things like this. But, hey, another thing, we're still working on the, getting a Linux working on the, on that one, on the Lenovo. Both the x86 and the ARM processor. And I'm obviously we can't do anything, but we can follow the literature and find out what other people are doing until somebody gets it and says, "Oh, it'll take us about 5 minutes to do it." Once we're in, but I have another question. What more have you heard about the Chrome OS and the problems?
Big time. It crashes every 2 seconds. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't pull it and then get a whole new team on it because it's garbage.
Okay, but what about the spyware in it? Is that still?
Yep.
And what does it send out? Everything you do?
Pretty much anything. Not down to the keystrokes, but pretty much everything else.
Okay. Well, hey, no, this is really... You know, just fascinating for me because of the fact, you know, I work at the low level, okay, at embedded control. And so I'm right down there at the bit level saying, hey, what's happening? But my mind kind of got smoked this afternoon working on ACES, old machine.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm taking pictures of it all, and so I can go back and look at it. Oh, yeah, there it is. But
okay.
No, the software. Oh, another thing I wish to comment about Android. I'm running Android 6, 7, 10, and 11.
Right.
And what Android 6 was Marshmallow, and it was okay, all right, you know, with the removable battery, all that thing. And then what happens, you go up to 13. And 13, it got more complex and more bugs. More and more crap ads coming up, you know, you can't
see,
get it.
That's the thing everybody has complaints about that I hear is the ads. The ads are getting really bad.
Yeah. Oh, then I got a 10, but the 10 doesn't work on a Samsung. It's working on a Moto E, and it's a lot simpler. I've had a little bit of experience with it, but I want to have some more. And what I noticed on my cell phone, some of them, is lithium ions don't self-discharge very much. I mean, they stay right up there if you don't use them.
Right.
Okay, I was looking at my cell phones, and all of a sudden I hear it's down 20%. Well, what is it doing? Okay, when it says I've turned off my cell phone.
It's crazy, man.
It is. Well, okay, thanks. It was nice to see you again. And
good to see you.
Keep well.
Anytime.
Keep well.
I always like to see what's blowing up.
Okay. I commented.